Well, Midnight Oil announced at midnight overnight on March 20 they're coming to Mount Dinead. Tickets are on sale next week online. It's going to be absolutely fantastic to see these guys back together again. Jim Magini, their guitarist, is on the line to talk to us about that. Good morning, Jim.
Hello, Hayden and Millie.
Mate, we're really good, thank you, mate. It's lovely to have you guys back together. We're going to talk about Macarata, your mini album, in just a sec. How exciting is it as a band for you guys to be doing a handful of shows back, sort of playing some music? Is it great?
Well, it's what you do, isn't it? You know, it's how you survive. And you know, we were going to do this Macarata thing earlier this year and do some gigs around February or March or something. And, of course, it all got canned. So we've just been twiddling our thumbs because we've got, you know, this EP was ready to go in the end of 2019. Oh, right. So, yeah, it's going to be great to sort of get out there and you know, be a band and also just get this message across about what Macarata actually means.
Well, what does it mean, Jim, while we're on that?
Well, it's actually a Yolngu word, the top end mob, and it's just a statement that's been drafted by a bunch of First Nations people to, you know, sort of acknowledge kind of what happened here when the British came, but without some sort of, you know, terrible sort of negative stuff. It's more about the positive voice that First Nations people have to offer to the Australian way of life and, you know, to enrich the culture. And at the moment, there's no voice in the Parliament at all. So politically, it's been stalled. You know, it was drafted, a few years back. But we're very passionate about it as a band, so it'll be good to kind of... And all the songs that on this record are all related to that subject matter.
And
you know, a bunch of songs that we just put to one side because they fitted, you know.
Yeah.
So it's great. Yeah, it'll be an interesting sort of process to have that as well. But we love the songs and the album's gone pretty well so far. So it's been good.
Good.
You've teamed up with some amazing people as well. Jess Mowboy, Dan Sultan. The list goes on. Like, for a 7-track mini album, you've really packed it all together, haven't you?
Yeah, it's almost like the musical of West Side Story or something. There's so many people on it. Karina Briggs, Dan Salt, Alice, you know, Bana Laurie, Troy Kasser, Kev Carmody, Sammy Butcher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, awesome. It's a huge amount of people. But, that was lovely working with them. And, you know, we listened to their opinions about things. The songs changed as they contributed to them, you know. So it was very collaborative process. They really were collaborators in the traditional sense of the word, not special guests or anything. You know, we kind of work with them and alongside them. So it was a great process for us, you know.
So, Jim, as you said, there's a handful of songs, 7 songs on the album at Mount Dinead, Midnight Oil on March 20. That being played, we're obviously going to get a showcase of Macarata and then all the old favourites that you guys have played over the years.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, because it'll be also we're trying to keep it on the theme of the subject, but we do have a bunch of songs from way back, like the one you just played, Beds and Truganini and, you know, Warrakerna and, you know, a Literature Way from Capricornia even, sort of later albums. They're all relate to the subject matter.
Nice. Yeah.
So we're going to try and keep it to that theme, but, you know, other things could sort of certainly creep in. And when we do WOMAD, we're doing one of the shows, which is going to be just a normal Midnight Oil sort of show as well. So it'll be interesting to sort of get out there and do it. It'll be great.
So, Jim, on a sad note, unfortunately, you guys lost a band member a month ago. Bones, your bass player, died. How are you all faring up after that sad news?
It was a bad one, that one. You can't get over losing a brother like that. I mean, it's like being in the army, it's like a fellow foot soldier, really. I mean, I knew the guy more than I knew myself. And, you know, I probably spent more time with him than I did with my parents or my kids or my friends or anyone.
Yeah.
It's something that he had had cancer and he didn't really tell anybody until the very end. He was living in America and we had a few clues about it, but he wasn't too communicado about it, if that's the right word. And he just decided to sort of do it really privately and quietly and didn't make a big fuss, which is typical of him, you know. He's such a beautiful bloke and probably the funniest guy in the band as well, which is really sad. So we're going to have to leave that game.
That's tough.
You know, but he left a great legacy and so we will be finding someone else to play their shows with us. We're not quite sure who it is yet, but on the other hand, we have had like 3 bass players now And so this will be the fourth. And you know, none of the lineup, the rest of the band's changed, which is really weird. It's a bit like a Spinal Tap thing, isn't it?
After so many years as well. I mean, you guys have been together forever. I was trying to find the last time you were in Geelong. Was it 1980? Was it that far back that you've actually been in Geelong and performed?
Oh, I think we played at that church there in the late 90s or the 2000s, actually. What's it called? The Lyric or something?
The Lyric?
I can't remember.
Yeah, we played the church.
But maybe not. No, I mean, I played there with our surf band, The Break. We played in some little club there, which was also doubled as a ballet studio.
I'm picturing you at the bar. Picturing you doing your kicks. Jim, we could chat with you all morning. We're so excited that you are coming back to Geelong. It is the Macarena tour.
Coming back and getting out there, and I mean, I've seen that venue from the road driving past. And, you know, everybody plays there, so it'll be reduced capacity shows. They'll be really comfortable.
Okay.
You know, we're not going out too big at the beginning with anything because of the numbers and COVID and everything. But
smart.
We're really looking forward to it.
Good.
Saturday, 20th of March, Mount Dunedin Estate. Jim Magini and all the band members from Midnight Oil will be there. Jim, thank you so much for your time today. All the best.
No worries, guys. Have fun, We'll talk soon,